A fun round of Woods Big List today when we asked you, what is something that you're not into that everybody else is?
Yeah, and boy alive, I thought our hot takes were spicy. Then came the dogs and the kid. Anyways, we also find out how it went with Brianna. She was the one who was going to break up after Winstock, and we finally caught up with her.
And what's it like to go to McDonald's in the Philippines? We got that on here, too.
Yeah, and Mike Bryant, too. A busy day.
Man, it was busy. You'll hear it all right now on the podcast.
Kelly and Woods.
It is now time for Woods' Big List.
Come on now.
And today, Wood, we are doing what is something everybody else is into and you ain't.
Yeah, what's something everyone likes and you're just, I don't get it, don't understand it, whatever. Or you just flat out don't like it.
Yeah. I got one. Can I do one right out the gate? We were just talking about this.
Okay.
Everybody's going God.
By the way, I just so you know, you're going to lose all of our listeners.
That's not true. I'm allowed to have an opinion. This is supposed to be something everybody else is into and you're not.
It's true.
And you're about to say something in a little bit that's going to upset more people than I think I am.
I think yours is more controversial.
Everybody's going gaga over this comedian, Matt Rife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find him that funny. I just don't. Like, I don't know what it is. I mean, and comedy is very subjective. Like, we're all,
true.
You know, there's tons of people that, you know, I find funny that no one else does.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't get everybody losing their minds over this guy.
It's great. Emily just texted that in. Matt Rife as well. I will say this.
Thank you, Emily.
I think he's funny, but I was blown away at how many people on Facebook were like, hey, we've got to go see this guy.
Right.
It was as if the Beatles from the 60s were coming to town.
I will say that his body is impressive, especially for being a comedian, working late nights and all that stuff. He's a very ripped gentleman.
I never noticed.
Well, that's the first thing I noticed.
Good for you.
But I just don't find him that funny.
Okay, now allow me to step up and take a little bit of the heat off you.
Oh, you're going to take more heat than me.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm finally able to say this because I admitted this to you and a couple other people in my small community.
In private.
I don't like cheese curds.
That's
I'm going to go ahead
shocking.
And say it.
That is absolutely shocking.
Right. Usually if something's fried, I'm absolutely in.
It's deep fried.
2 feet in. But I like cheese curds without being fried. But honestly, when you fry them and everything, it's too much for
me. Oh, I love them. I absolutely love them.
And most of them are too, they cook for too long where the cheese isn't even really in there anymore.
Yeah, it's left in the fryer somewhere.
I just give me a cheese curd without frying it. I'm 100% it. Now, fried mushroom all day, every day.
I hate fried mushrooms.
Maybe that's it for me.
We had those fried mushrooms the other day. I was like, yeah, I just got to tap out on these. They're so hot. they never cool down.
That water in there is like, it does turn into liquid magma.
Yeah.
You got to have some cocktail sauce to go with
Now,
it.
I want to say this, because you are dogging something that's pretty Midwestern.
Mm-hmm.
But Carla said Minnesota sushi, talking about pickle wraps.
I can take it or leave it.
I love pickle wraps. I love them all day, all night.
Right.
I make dip. I do all kinds of stuff. I love pickle wraps.
I can take it or leave it. Michelle, this is you are a rarity here. She texted in Taylor Swift. I just don't get
wow.
it. That's American Sweetheart. By the way, we do have Taylor Swift tickets to give away on Thursday, I should mention.
Not that you care now.
But it is bonkers at how over the top everyone has gone with all that. Some other people texting in here. Let's see. Jason, social media. I don't know if you're long on that one anymore.
Yeah.
Kyle, I'm with you on this one. I don't like chocolates.
Whoa.
Now that's interesting.
That's a bold statement.
Cindy, she says, what about sushi itself? Now, I used to be with you until I found out the sushi that I liked.
I think I only like sushi because of the wasabi and soy sauce.
Could be.
I think that's the only reason I even like eating it.
Pretty much, if it has cream cheese in a sushi roll for me, I'm in 100%.
Oh, I love that.
I will get in on top to bottom. Amber texted this one. Now, this is interesting. Ranch dressing. Hate
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Now, ranch has turned into like a ketchup for mm-hmm. most people. And depending on what it is, I will co-sign on the ranch. Ranch has gotten out of control, though.
Yeah.
On a lot of things. Also, Amber texted in, Yellowstone. I'm with you on that.
You didn't like that. I've never watched one episode of Yellowstone.
I've tried, and I get it. Like, I think it's a cool idea, and I like some of the characters on the show. But at some point in time, I got to get out. This family has everything coming to it.
Somebody, who is it texted in Brussels sprouts? Now, this is supposed to be stuff everybody's into, but you're not.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how many people are in. I enjoy Brussels sprouts, but I know that they're not the hot topic.
Brussels sprouts have changed, though. Remember, what was it? I think that was your Maybe It's Just Me a couple months ago they changed the taste of Brussels sprouts, like in the 90s.
The molecular structure.
And a lot of people actually like them now. Yeah. So that actually may not be as hot a take as you think it is. Brenda texted in pineapple. I love pineapple.
I hate it. I hate. I'm with Brenda on that
one. No, I think it's good on everything.
I don't like it on pizza. I don't like it in just on air. You throw I just it with don't like it.
Terry air.
All by itself, I don't like it.
Other people, Crocs. Now, Caitlin texted this in. I have never put on Crocs because I'm afraid that if I put them on,
you'll fall in love. You'll fall. You will fall in love.
Right.
That's what happened to me. I was anti-Croc too, and my wife got me a pair, and I love.
You never look back.
I wear them at inappropriate times. Sometimes I'm like, I don't feel like putting on real shoes.
Well, wearing them to church and whatnot.
Yeah, just wear the Crocs.
First time texter. I don't like Harry Potter. I always get judged for it. My wife's a Harry Potter. I got into it. Doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
it's a nice, safe, fun movie. I can get okay with that one.
Someone texted in. We don't have a name on this one. I hate tequila. I don't blame you on that one.
That's someone who got drunk on tequila.
Somebody was offering me shots of tequila at Winstock, and I was like, guys, I can't. Like, I don't, nothing in me wants that.
Tequila seems like one of those things that it does something to you for you to hate it. Like, you don't just go in hating tequila.
Right.
Something happened in your past. Now I hate tequila.
All right. Oh, dang. Chase hates beer.
I'm with you, brother. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, let's keep the calls. Let's keep the text coming. 320-656-9453. Carly's on hold. What do you hate that everyone else loves?
Okay, I'm going to have to say I don't get the hype over like the Stranger Things kids, so I'm going to say all of them.
As a group.
What about the show, though? Do you like Stranger Things?
No, not at all.
Have you ever watched it?
Like a scene.
See, that...
The shortest scene.
I really like the show, but I'm with it. To me, it is kind of weird, and I'll actually kind of branch this out even more. Childhood stars, like it freaks me out that I'm supposed to be impressed about like little kids. You're a little kid, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Thank you. Someone that finally agrees with me.
I mean, it makes us sound like really bad people. You know, almost kind of sound like we're dumping on little kids, but you know what I mean? Like, hey, congratulations, you're a little kid. You do something really well, but. You know what? Big deal.
Kelly and Wood in the morning.
And we're doing Wood's Big List this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about what is something everybody else is into and you're not. Dylan's on the phone with us right now. Dylan, what do you got?
I would say partying at like the bars and whatnot.
Okay.
Oh, you're a homebody, huh?
Oh, yeah.
So how old are you?
21.
21 and you're not into going out?
Nope.
You know what, though? I've heard this a lot about Gen Z, that they're just not into like drinking and stuff like my generation is.
Well, I'm not. I mean, I don't mind drinking when I'm at the house and playing some beer darts, but going to the bars and whatnot, that's just too many people.
Right.
So you just want to get drunk at home by yourself?
Well, not by myself. That's a little weird. I'm staying with some friends.
Is it? That's weird.
Don't be holding a mirror up to Kelly's face.
That's my favorite way to drink is by myself. Is that bad?
Yeah, I don't know about myself.
All right.
Well,
so going out and partying, everybody else is into it. You're just not into it.
Yeah, I'll go for the driver, but that's about all.
I feel it, though.
Hey, that's cool, man. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
All right, we got a lot of texts coming in, too.
Brian and Jenna kind of on the same page here. Look, you can call us un-American, but I can't stand typical condiments. Ketchup, mustard, sour cream, mayonnaise.
Wow, they threw them all under the bus.
Now, mustard and mayonnaise, I get. Some people can take it or leave it. Like, you... Darn near threw a hissy fit when someone was making you a sandwich this weekend and you found out it was going to be Miracle Whip on it.
Oh, I don't. Miracle Whip is disgusting.
It's not bad.
I don't even know what the hell it is. It's not mayo. Why it's even in the mayo section, I don't understand.
I believe it is just a mixture of oil and something.
It's disgusting.
But I'm not going to hate it. I'm getting hot again.
I'm getting hot.
Can I bring one up? This is for me.
Yes.
And again, if you pay attention to social media and stuff like that, we have got to, as a society, stop liking videos where it's someone videotaping themselves just laughing at someone else's video.
It's hilarious. I was thinking about that on my way in this morning. I'm like, why have those TikTok videos become so popular where like someone's just pointing at the video?
Yeah. Or they just sit there and just laughing on mute or laughing. Just play it. Don't steal that other person's content. You are bringing nothing to this video.
Yeah. But they get millions of views.
I wish I could punch these people through the phone.
Jesus, take
it
easy.
In their mouth. All right, settle down, Wood. How about this one texted in? Amber texted in, fruit cocktail. I had it every day in my packed lunch. I absolutely hate it.
That heavy syrup.
A very popular one from a couple people texting in, kids. Now, some people said, I hate other people's kids. But how about this? I don't want kids. I will like having my own freedom, but everyone thinks that I need to have kids. I'm 32 years old, and I love not having them.
Then you probably shouldn't have them.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, and go ahead and live it. My uncle, God love him, doesn't have any kids. He and his wife, my Uncle Paul and Aunt Joe.
It's not for everybody.
And they love their life because they are the cool uncle. They're the toy masters. They send everyone presents and everything.
They love that. They love the life they have.
Justin, a first-time texter, texted in, the Minnesota State Fair. I love the Minnesota State Fair. I go twice.
I'm kind of with you, Justin. There's so many people.
It's a lot of people.
It's so big.
It's a hot dose.
And it's so expensive.
It is, all of those things.
I know with you. Ashley texts in, sorry, Kelly, White Claw.
That's all right. I don't make them. I'm not even employed by them or anything.
First-time texter texted us in, pizza. What's the matter with you?
The hell?
Now that's un-American, all right?
So we're doing Wood's Big List, things everybody else is into and you're not. Roxy says, I hate summer.
What's the matter?
That made me dizzy. Hold on, I got to sit down on that one. But I love winter. What the hell is wrong with you, Roxy?
Well, then you live in the right area. Right. Any kind of hot dish.
Whoa!
Okay, now slow down.
Who texted that in?
Tony texted that in. We're starting to ruin this. Stevie, family reunions. What's the matter with your family? Maybe I should have left your name out of it in case, you know, someone's uncle's listening to this one. Other ones, how about bonfires?
Whoa.
Now, I'll say bonfires if you have to man the fire.
Or they do make you stink for days on end.
That's a good stink, man.
But I got that new solo stove. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like it kills, I don't know how it works, but you don't stink like smoke afterwards. It's bonkers.
I love the smell of that though.
I like a hint of it. Okay. I don't like when you're at the cabin and everything you own reeks of smoke. That makes me nauseous.
All right. Brittany, you get me. Will Ferrell as an actor.
Oh, yeah.
When he's in the lead role, yeah. When he's a side character, phenomenal.
Right.
When he's the number one dog, no thank you.
What else we got? Bananas. Lynn texted in. Stephanie, squash.
How about this one? We got another one. Long nails. They're so hard to work with. As a female, I feel like everyone thinks I should have long nails. Reading books from Steven. I'm with you, Steven. My wife would kill us both.
Read one a year.
How about this one? Eric says, auctions. I want to know what price I'm paying. I don't want to stand there and bid. Just tell me.
That's a good one.
And another one. Deandra said, shots. Why are we trying to get drunk that fast?
That is a valid point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a valid point.
Okay.
All right, we got someone sitting on hold that wants to chime in. All right, what is something everybody else is into and you're just not?
Something I don't like, and I don't want to get any hate for this because I know everyone loves them, but dogs are just not my thing. And I know that's controversial. Everyone loves a man's friend. I know, but they bark, they slobber, they hump you, they chase after you, they bite. It's just not my thing. I just want a little cat that barely knows or cares that I'm around.
Dang.
This is probably the most controversial one that we've taken.
Yeah. And dangerous, to be quite honest with you. Yeah.
Kelly and Wood.
When we talked to Brianna on Friday, she was using her boyfriend for his Winstock tickets because she recently found out that he had been cheating on her.
I was going to say, add that on there because it makes it sound like she's a bad person.
No, not at all. She was getting something out of a bad relationship, so good for her. So we wanted to talk to her on Monday to find out how it went at Winstock over the weekend. Brianna, how are you doing?
Such a fun weekend.
All right, so how did you end up breaking up with your boyfriend after Winstock?
Yes, I did, right after, a little bit sooner than I had planned, probably because, you know, I was just having fun and it was in the moment and I just wanted to get it out of my system finally.
Yeah.
So right after Miranda Lambert performed, I was out. I was like, okay.
So you dumped him on Saturday night. You didn't even wait till yesterday, like, I guess yesterday. How'd you get...
In the concert, you dumped him.
Yes, I know.
Like Miranda Lambert's wrapping up her chords and you're dumping him.
That's Mama's broken heart, speaking of.
I know.
How did it go down?
So I said, I know what you've been doing. I know that you've been cheating on me. And, you know, I need to break up with you, obviously. I don't care if you come back to the camper with the rest of our friends. I'm not trying to make you leave our friend group in general or anything like that, but I just mentally have already moved on, and thanks for the tickets.
Damn. Wow. That's a boss move.
You know what it was? Miranda Lambert gave you that girl power. That's what it was. You got all...
Yes.
I believe it. She don't take no mess from nobody, and you decided not to either.
So...
That is right.
How did the rest of the night go?
I honestly didn't even see him after that. So,
oh, wow.
I on purpose, I tried not to pay attention too much to his reaction because I didn't want to waste my time consoling him or anything. You know, he made his bad decision. that was his fault, and so he can go deal with his feelings on his own, as I did. And he didn't even return back to the camper that night, so I got a ride home from the concert from someone else.
Wow. Did he text you or anything? Yeah. Was he texting you at all, or he just radio silent?
Radio silent.
Really?
Wow.
Dang.
That's pretty rare, I think, right?
Right. Like, I'm surprised he wasn't backpedaling, trying to plead his case. Like, no, you got it all wrong, or...
Yeah.
Hey, everything happens for a reason. Maybe it's just meant to happen, and maybe he's off with the girl he cheated on me with, but I don't know.
What was
he
everyone...
He didn't go back to the camper, though, so...
What was everyone's reaction back at the camper when you're like, hey, by the way, I just dumped my boyfriend?
They were like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. We had no idea what was going on. And, oh, you handled it really well. And then they were just asking me, you know, have you talked to him? And I was just kind of like still party mode, singing songs, not really. I didn't want to give the whole entire situation any attention.
You need to send this story to Miranda Lambert. Yeah.
Fireball.
This is a Miranda Lambert song in the making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's She's cool. Great. So how are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling a little bit better. I was a little bit hungover yesterday, but I'm feeling better today.
All right.
Start my week.
So you're not regretting your decision?
No, not at all.
All right.
Yeah, don't turn back. You got out. If he was cheating on you, the hell with him. And hey, you got to see Woodstock, which was fun. So good for you.
Win-win.
I know. Yeah.
Well, that's awesome, Brianna. We appreciate you looping us into this. Sorry that we didn't see you out at Woodstock.
I know. What a bummer.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Maybe next year when you find another man to take you out there.
Yeah, plus I wouldn't have been able to hold my tongue. I'm like, how dare you? She's a doll.
Well, Brianna, that's awesome. Thank you so much for letting us be a part of it, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Making you feel better about yourself every morning. It's time to get trashy with Kelly and Wood.
That's right. Wood will now give us a story with some trashy elements to it. We'll give it a trashy score, put it on a trashy scale in the trash flash.
We're headed to
Florida.
South Carolina, my friend.
South Kakalaka.
Yes. Wow. That's where we have two roommates, 25-year-old Brian Ruiz and 23-year-old Andrew Levine. Now, it doesn't say what kicked off this argument, but the two gentlemen were arguing about condoms. Now, apparently one of them took the other ones.
What's the argument?
Well, I guess maybe there's someone pilfered from the other gentleman. Who knows what it was. But the two began getting into a verbal altercation. Now, they were separated by a third friend in the apartment, and Ruiz decided, you know what? I'm going to leave this argument. This is stupid. Went upstairs to his room. But Levine wasn't having it. Levine followed him upstairs, started banging on the door, and also had a knife in his hand.
Jeez.
Now, Ruiz opened the door. That's when Levine pointed the knife in Ruiz's chest and told him, hey, I'm going to kill you and the person you used it with.
There was one available.
Very special Trojan there, but I don't know. Well, that's when Levine then spit in Ruiz's face.
Nope.
Ruiz then punched Levine in the face, and the fight was on. Now, as you can imagine, this isn't Florida. This is Myrtle Beach, mother of pearl. Someone had called 911, and when authorities got there, Levine was uncooperative with police. And when he was asked to give his side of the story, just began crying. It's not a good look.
Well, I've been through a lot.
If you're not going to stop crying, we're just going to have to arrest you. And sure enough, that's what happened. He was arrested on a felony assault charge and taken to jail.
All right. So we don't know what sparked the argument, though. So it sounds like maybe there was one available.
Yeah.
Someone got to it first.
Stole it. Had some fun and then paid for it later.
All right, so getting in an argument over prophylactics.
That's trashy.
I'm going to give that 175 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where else to go with it, though.
If you can't afford it, you shouldn't be using it, you know what I mean?
How about have two dude roommates living together and there's one on the premises? That's trashy, man. That's poor planning.
Right.
150 points for only having one on hand.
Fair enough.
Pulling out a knife. You don't want to be swinging around a knife around prophylactics.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to give that 125 points.
Trashy.
We had, what else? Oh, crying when police ask.
How about, you forgot about the spitting in the face and punching in the face.
We don't tolerate spitting in the face around here.
That's offensive.
That's the most disrespectful thing you can do to another human being. So we will go ahead and give that 200 points.
Please.
And then we have crying when police ask you what happened.
That's embarrassing.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that 150 points right there. He was arrested, correct?
Correct.
75 points on that one there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's the points.
That's it. That racked up a fast score.
That's how it goes, man.
Are you ready?
Come on.
Today, our gentleman with one prophylactic in their apartment building between the two of them earned themselves a whopping 875 points.
Trash. It's time for Happy Hour.
Focusing on the good news.
With Kelly and Woods.
I got great news for you.
So there's a bus driver who goes by the name of Mr. Charles. He works in the Independent School District 220 in South Carolina. Well, he's been driving bus there not very long, but he has made a friend and a young man named Cameron. Now, Cameron's a kindergartner who has had a lot of trouble just behaving in class.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place, can't stay focused, anything like that. So one day, the teacher brought him out to the school bus early because she didn't want him to be distracted by the other kids because he was having even troubles getting on and off the school bus.
Mm-hmm.
Brought him out to the school bus 5 minutes early, and that's the school bus that Mr. Charles was driving. Well, Cameron sat there for 5 minutes talking to Mr. Charles, and they became fast friends. So when they asked Cameron the next day, because they try and motivate him to stay behaved throughout the school day, so they asked him, what would you like at the end of the day? Would you like a treat? Would you like a prize? He said, no, I want to be able to be the first one on the school bus again so I can talk with Mr. Charles.
Hmm.
So every day now, Cameron has been behaving in class because he knows that if he does, he gets to go sit on the bus 5 minutes early and talk with Mr. Charles. Now, Mr. Charles has become more than just a bus driver to him. Sometimes he'll bring him like ice cream from McDonald's or a hamburger or something, and they just sit there. They got their little 5 minutes together, and they chat. Mr. Charles has even started coming to his baseball games and hanging out with Cameron's parents on the weekends. And he said, I became a bus driver because I love children, and I love being of service to my community. And he said, this is one of the coolest things that's ever happened to me as a bus driver, that I've befriended this young man.
Love it.
And that he's been able to help him out in class.
Mm.
And Kelly is the name. That's Cameron's mom. Her name is Kelly. And she said, I believe that this guy is an angel. There's a reason why he was transferred, because he's been driving school bus for a long time, but not for this district. And she said, I believe he's truly an angel because he came at a time when we really needed him. And he could have gone to any school district, but he came here. And now he has made Cameron have much better days at school.
And, you know, if you go through that of, you know, sometimes your child will misbehave or get in trouble at school. You know, my son is literally following in my exact footsteps.
Right.
Raising a little hell at school.
Yep.
And part of it isn't not because he wants to. It's just he's got a lot of energy.
Yep.
And if you can find something to lock him in and get him, man, you have no idea of the relief that gives you as a parent of knowing.
I bet.
Hey, we had a couple really good days here in a row. What can we do to keep this going? That's awesome, man.
Yeah, and it's awesome that this Mr. Charles is doing that for this young man.
And it shows, it just goes to show you, man, how many people just do something because they want to make a difference with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think a bus driver, all right, but there's one right there making a difference.
It's a good example for the rest of us, man.
And here's the thing, I guarantee you there's a lot more people out there like Mr. Charles.
Heck yeah.
Than we give credit.
That's why we do this, Wood.
Have to.
Every single day we have to do it, because if we don't, these stories are going to go unnoticed. So with this little radio show broadcasting out of the Midwest, we will be a beacon of light in the darkness. All thanks to Audio Video Extremes. That was your Happy Hour.
Sometimes Kelly finds things interesting that no one else does.
And I mean no one.
It's time for Maybe It's Just Me.
I don't even know how I happened upon this. Taking a look at the Philippines. I was about to say the Philippians.
Yes.
The Philippines McDonald's menu, but it's much different than ours, Wood. If you go to McDonald's in the Philippines, you can get spaghetti and meatballs. The meatballs made of the same meat that we have our burgers made out of.
Okay.
They also have, well, it's a McSpaghetti.
McSpaghetti.
But it's for 20 people. So I don't know how that works. Like that
it's
I
like
guess
a family pack.
I guess it's like a 100-piece chicken nugget or something. But they have it for 10, 15, or 20 people. Which is kind of weird. They also sell McRice in the Philippines at McDonald's.
Taco Bell used to sell rice, and it was delicious.
Was it Mexican? Spanish rice?
Yeah.
My wife makes Spanish rice all the time. I love it.
I used to get it, and I don't think they sell that anymore.
But yeah, they also have a lot of meals to share. I guess family style is a big thing over in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So almost all of their stuff is for sharing. So it comes all family style. Which is kind of a weird thing to me.
So they don't have to deal with the kids whining and complaining that you're eating something they don't like.
Like they got the McShare bundle for three people, or the McShare bundle for four people. The 10-piece chicken nuggets is called the 10-piece chicken McShare box.
Wow, 10 nuggets, I'm not sharing with anybody.
That's a tough one, yeah.
10 nuggets, that's all me.
Someone's going to lose a finger on that one.
Yeah.
They got the 80-piece chicken McShare box. That's more like it.
Mm-hmm.
But they also have the BFF fries. Good for 10 people.
No.
It sounds like a pleasant place to go eat.
It sounds like they got a lot of friends.
It just sounds like McDonald's over there is more. It's just a friendly place to go eat. But I thought they also have fried chicken on the menu. Like regular old fried chicken is on the menu at the McDonald's in the Philippines.
Now, this is probably outside your box anymore.
Outside my jurisdiction.
But I'm throwing you right here now. Here's a pro move.
Let's go. Oh.
I order Murphy the 6-piece chicken nuggets.
Your daughter, yeah.
Because she only wants 4, mm-hmm. and then I get 2 nuggets for myself.
Right.
And I can go on a burger. Because I like chicken nuggets, I also like the burger. This way I get the best of both worlds.
You don't want to commit to...
Right.
That is a power move.
You ever just done the McChicken in between the McDouble?
I do, but then the McChicken's not enough, and then I want a little something else, and I can't get 2 bites of a cheeseburger.
Right.
This gives me the best.
Don't question Wood when it comes to food. He's never steered us wrong.
No, yeah, you're right. You're right.
So I will probably start doing that now.
I'm telling you, if you got a little one and they want the chicken nuggets, club them up. Get those 2 nuggets, and that's yours.
Why don't you do the 10-piece, and then you could have 4 nuggets and a burger?
Because she only wants 4, because then I'm eating 6, and now I got a weight problem again. Thanks very much. I battled the bulge for quite some time, Kelly.
Just go get gastric bypass again. Can't you get it twice?
Pretty sure that's a one-time deal. How much more bypassing do you want, sir?
Just have them. No, I was about to say something so disgusting.
Not that kind of show.
No, we're not.
Not that kind of show.
I'm just going to rerun the pipes.
No.
In and out.
Yeesh. No.
In and out burger.
Here, I brought you something, a dad pro tip. After you brought a solid story of, them eating.
I don't even know if it was that solid, but I just found it interesting that, one, they have spaghetti for 20 people at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
But I like yours better. It's great advice, Wood. You've never steered me wrong when it comes to food.
And it's easy to eat on the walk, too.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, Wood, maybe no one found this one interesting. That's okay. It's only Monday. I still got 4 more days to bore everyone to tears. We'll see what happens, though, because sometimes only I find these facts interesting, and it's okay, because sometimes... maybe it's just me!
Kelly and Wood.
Welcome to our bonus track. It's our first break of the morning. We tack it on to the end of the podcast here. Wood has some Winstock revelations.
Yes. Now, I had the old lady battle, then the break-in that happened.
You had a wild weekend, man.
Ladies love me.
And we get to hear all about it right now on our bonus track. It's our first break of the day, and we tack it on the end of the podcast.
Kelly and Wood.
And just like that, it's like the weekend never happened.
Oh, my.
It's in the memory books. The past doesn't exist. The future doesn't exist. All we have is the present.
Oh, it happened. The weekend definitely happened. And I think we may still be recovering from it.
A little bit. I have an unprecedented,
watch out now.
Unprecedented Monday morning 5-hour energy. Now, normally I save this as a Friday treat for myself, the 5-hour energy, but I need it today.
You got
to
have it.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm going to do my best, Wood, to not let you down.
But
I make no promises. All right. So
my voice continues to go in and out. Like, it'll be fine. Oh, you heard it right there a little bit. It'll be fine, and then all of a sudden, it'll just...
Yeah, that happens.
Just crumble into dust.
You know what, though? We'll figure it out. We'll get to the promised land.
We always do.
All right, well, let me wipe my eyes here.
Shake it off. We already got people texting in, ready to go.
Really? I don't even have the texting screen pulled up yet. But I do have this pulled up. Are you ready?
Hit it.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Tell me what was wrong with that.
Just the sound. The undulation, I believe, is what you...
the delivery, the iambic pentameter.
Hoppers call it.
Anyway, if you don't know, this past weekend was Winstock, a huge music festival out in Winstead, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And Wood and I were there 2 days in a row. Visited I don't know how many campsites.
I tried to get, we honest to God tried to get to every single one. Like, I know there was a couple people that have already texted and said, hey, you missed us.
Our bad.
Some that we went to, and maybe some people weren't there.
That's possible.
Other ones, should we talk about what happened Friday night? You weren't there.
I wasn't. I went home Friday night.
So literally, we had so many campsites, I kept thinking to myself, we're not going to be able to hit all these.
Right.
So we hit like F and G, half a D. Before, like, really the concert started getting ramped up.
Right, because then people start going in. There's really no use in us going campsite to campsite.
But with Campground A being right there, a lot of people will come and go back in, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah.
So I forget who it was, but it was before Cody Johnson on Friday night.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? Let's go hit a couple here.
Always working. Nonstop hustle.
Brian Riley was still there. Also had a couple other people from our campsite. Let's go. Now, here's the problem is it's dark out, right?
Yep.
I come around this camper, and I only have, like, campsite addresses, pretty much, right? That's all. I don't have a name or anything.
Right, no photos, nothing.
Poked my head around. Excuse me. Is this campsite whatever it was? And to be fair, looking back on it, I probably look like a pervert, right? It's dark.
I guess, yeah, out of context. Yeah, if you take it out of context.
Here comes my head around the corner asking who you are, not knowing who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does seem a little weird.
Did somebody text me?
Well, so the young lady, I don't know who you are, so I'm not going to answer. Fair answer.
Safe. Play it safe.
So as I'm trying to explain, I think someone may have texted in from this campsite for us to swing by here, maybe some prizes and drinks.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere came a tiny little woman. Now, I'm going to put her name out there.
Oh, boy. You're going to go all in,
Just her first name.
Okay.
I believe it was Margie or Margie or something of this.
Okay.
She lashed on to me. Like, you ever see those videos where, like, a crocodile clamps on, like, an animal?
And then goes into a death roll?
Right. And it's over, right?
Yeah.
This, and I said this straight to her face. This little old woman had the hand grip strength of a blacksmith.
I heard you record, because you recorded some of your conversations.
I tried to, and I was going to play it back, but it is so riddled with F-bombs.
Yeah. When I heard it, I was like, dude, this is going to take us forever to edit this.
And bodily threats to me. I mean, she literally threatened to beat me up. Because I had come by with gifts and toys and prizes.
Yes.
For their campsite. Mm-hmm. She then accused me of running a scam, to which I asked her, what scam would I be running if I'm giving you things?
Like, what are you getting out of it?
Yeah. I'm not asking for your, you know, date of birth or social security number, which, by the way, I assume is 6. You know? Yeah. She was just the crankiest little old lady. Now, again, looking back on it, she was maybe defending the campsite.
Right.
Maybe she was defending her people. I don't know, but whatever.
You got to have one on every campsite.
I tried
the mama bear.
I tried the Dickens to make sure I kept that T-shirt in my hands. I could not.
Did she win?
Absolutely.
The guy who thinks he has one fight left in him got defeated by a little old lady.
All right. Now, that I could have put her down, but did I want to? No.
I'm just saying.
That's not me.
You could even outgrip an old lady.
I'm growing. I'm trying to become the best version of myself.
Yeah.
And beating up I have no idea, 67-year-old. And it was also dark. She may have been like 23 for all I know.
Right.
All I know is she was short and cranky and had the hand grip of Adrian Peterson. And I couldn't break that shirt free from her hands.
So she ended up getting it from you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, the next day I came back by to thank the young ladies, because there were two young ladies who were trying to be like police officers and like, hey, no, it's okay. They are who they say they are.
Yeah.
And they were super cool, came back the next day, dropped off some sociable cider works and nice hard tea to them.
Yeah.
But outside of that, everybody was completely and totally awesome at their campsite.
Overly nice, I would say. We left with like 2 pounds of bacon from that one. This family had cooked bacon all morning, and as we were leaving, they gave it all to us. And we ate it all.
I tell you what, I don't know who gave me and honest to God, when they gave it to me, I thought to myself,
oh, I know exactly. Yeah.
The pickled asparagus.
I thought about that. I was like, damn, I wish I had some more of that pickled asparagus.
Too bad, brother, because I was sitting on my couch yesterday just eating it and living my best.
Well, hey, look, he gave it to you. So, you were lucky. I was lucky enough for you to share some with me. And I was like, this is delicious.
It was phenomenal. So it was awesome to roll around. There was one campsite we rolled up on. There was like 20-year-olds.
The last one we did.
And I've got a couple. How many drinks have you had? That are Hall of Famers.
Really?
Hall of Famers.
I was too busy drinking with them, so I didn't get to hear any of the how many drinks have you had.
And that you shouldn't have, because then you're breaking the rules. Right.
I felt 20 years old for like about 5 minutes when I was hanging out with those guys.
The only problem is you take the brunt of, because everyone wants to have, everyone's there partying, right?
Right. They want to have a drink.
So if we pull up at the party, hey, come party with us.
Right.
Which means, oh, Wood doesn't drink. Hey, Kelly Jordan, have this Jell-O shot.
Have this pudding shot. Have this moonshine. Have this Rumplemintz.
Have whatever this shot is that was in that syringe in that one site.
Oh, that was a Jell-O shot like in a big old syringe.
Then there was the campsite.
I'm getting sick talking about
that campsite that challenged you. Nico, our buddy Nico, his new fiance challenged you to a shotgunning tournament.
Was Nico the Greek one?
Yes.
Nico the Greek.
And his fiance destroyed you in a shotgun challenge.
I couldn't get my, and then I ended up cutting myself.
Yeah.
And his fiance was nice enough to bandage me up.
And finished off your beer, too, for you. Because you opened the top of your beer before you shotgun. I don't think you're supposed to do that.
No, I think, I don't know, dude.
I don't know either.
It was a blur. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to keep my head above water in these situations. I'm no spring chicken, all right?
And see, like right here, we have Billy Crystal Santa texting in as well. You were well on your way when you arrived at our campsite. It was funny.
The thing is, I don't drink anything really outside of when we stop at a campsite because I can't.
Like, why would you need to?
I physically can't.
Yeah.
So, but thank you to everybody who was super kind. And like our first campsite we stopped at Saturday morning, first thing they're like, you want to do a shot? I was like, wow, it's 9:30. Yeah.
Well, yeah, let's go. So it was really, and if we missed you, I know there's a couple people that texted. I know we missed a couple in B that we just ran out of time. So bottom of my heart, I apologize.
Right, we tried. It was really hard to read the map, too. I couldn't even see the map. Wow. That might have had something to do with the moonshot.
Yeah, there's 37 of them you were holding, but I think we ended up with like 97 campsites on our list, so we tried to get as many as we could, but, you know, hey, you do what you can.
I just, the amount of friendly people that we ran into is just, it's mind-boggling. The fact that you can be out there in that situation and just meet so many kind, nice people. And it's awesome. I can't wait for next year to do it all over again.
Now, here's the thing. Winstock, we come to you. WeFest, you come to us.
Right. It's impossible to get around WeFest.
Honestly, I've been to WeFest like 9 years, something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't even know where the hell everything is.
Yeah.
At this point. Now, Winstock, I can get around pretty good.
Right.
WeFest, no, you just got to come to me.
Yeah.
You got to come to me.
There's no other way to do it. Yeah. But I will tell you this. I am a little sleepy today. But I got my 5-hour energy in my guts. No one cares, right? No one cares that you're tired. Shut up. Work harder. But we'll see where this day goes.
I did battle like 4 naps yesterday.
Oh, I couldn't stay awake, dude. I felt like an old dad on Father's Day. Every time I sat down, I was...
Well, that's the thing. You are the old dad at this point. Brian Riley called me. I was asleep. He's like, hey, can you help me take home the camper? Crickets. He got nothing back. Sure enough, he just shows up at my house with, he's like, hey, I'm gonna park this here. Okay, I guess that's fine.
Shout out to Pleasureland RV.
Yes.
for the nice camper that they gave you.
We had all sorts of people. And you know what? After this, I'm going to talk about the incident I had inside said camper.
Okay.
Has nothing to do with Pleasureland. There's nothing they could have done to stop this. We got to stop bringing weirdo people around. All right, that's all I'm going to say.
Good, I'm glad I wasn't there for this part, then.
Oh, God, no. Honestly, I wish I wasn't there.
Oh, Jenna, I got to give Jenna a shout-out real quick, who just texted in. Thanks for stopping by. She's the one that had the sign that said, Ohio State suck eyes.
That hurt. That hurt.
They had like 8 signs on their campsite making fun of me. They had one making fun of you.
I hate them. I hate them so much from the deepest, but no, it was actually very nice that they did that.
I felt like their entire campsite was dedicated to dissing me.
Well, you know, but you had so much fun with it, didn't you?
And I had a lot of fun with them. They gave me a shot, too. I don't remember what it was.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure they gave you booze, too. So right. Before we start anything else, do you say happy Juneteenth?
I don't think so.
This is a somewhat new federal holiday.
Well, it used to. The weird thing about Juneteenth is I never even heard of it until I moved to Texas.
Because it got started in Galveston, Texas, I believe.
Yeah. And Juneteenth, I believe, is that the slaves of the South had no idea that slavery was over.
Because there was no internet back then.
Right. Not even
breaking
close.
News, by the way.
Right. So they didn't find out that slavery was over until it was like long over. And that. So I've. And it was always confusing to me why it was celebrated again. You know, I don't want to get too deep into it, but it's something new that we kind of celebrate. So
I just didn't know if it's one of those holidays that you wish, or is it more of like a remembrance type thing?
I would think it was more of a remembrance thing, since it was kind of it was supposed to be the end of slavery.
So this is a big deal to you? There's it to you. Yeah. I don't know if we're supposed to say anything. But
a tip of the hat? I don't know.
Okay,
I want to be as respectful as possible on that day. So anyway.
What was it? I think it was World War II. And you may be able, this may be your, maybe it's just me.
I'll do some research.
I believe there was like a Japanese soldier who never got word.
All right.
That the war ended. And he was like stuck in the jungle for like 20 years after the war.
Yeah.
Like shooting at people and things like this.
You would have thought that not hearing gunshots for 20 years would have been a dead giveaway that
Or no one in his platoon was like, hey, has anyone seen Morimoto? No?
No?
Well, we go check on him, but either way.
His family? His family never wanted to reach out to him? Like, dude, it's over.
He's kind of a knob anyways.
He was possibly such a good soldier, no one could find him.
Or maybe he was thought that maybe he got lost in the war. You know what I mean? So
who knows? I mean, World War II was a much different time, man.
Now, can I bring up something that happened to me over the weekend?
Absolutely. The table is all yours, my friend.
So Friday was one of our longer days of the year, and we know that going in.
Right. I like it, though. I think it's fun because we go have lunch together. It's fun.
Right. We wake up. My alarm goes off at 3 a.m. Still go do a normal show.
Right.
Drive down to Winstead. Go to as many campsites as we can.
Yeah.
Get into an argument with a little old lady.
Yep.
By the time it was all kind of said and done, Cody Johnson was going on stage and was performing. I had been up at this point in time for like 21 straight hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can do a lot of things.
That's dangerous.
My body is a fine-tuned machine.
It absolutely is.
Going that long without sleep is something I don't do well.
Right.
I was tired. I was very tired. In fact, I did not even go in for Cody Johnson. I was sitting at my campsite.
Now, recharging the batteries of this fine-tuned machine. It's like a Tesla.
Yeah, right. I was ramping down. You know what I mean? Because you can't just park that jet into the hangar right away.
Cool the jets.
So we're all relaxing. Now, people do come by because we have a bunch of, you know, banner up. People kind of know where we were. And we told people to swing on by. I got no problem for that.
It was fun.
But at some point in time, daddy's got to turn off.
Yep.
Now, I was sleeping in the camper with Brian Riley took the big bed because he drove down. That's fine.
He earned it.
There in this camper.
Were you in one of those small beds?
I was in one of the little cots. Now, okay. I didn't mind it.
Okay, cozy. All right.
But that's the thing. And plus, I had myself a little, almost like a sliding curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, I am exhausted at this point in time. You know that point in time where you are so tired, you start almost hallucinating things?
Yes, I hate that.
I crawled into my cot, pulled my little sunshade closed, whatever. Had all my blankets, my pillows. My wife packed it up perfectly for
me. Perfect. Tucked in like a little burrito.
I was going to have one of my greatest sleeps ever.
I bet.
At this point in time. I don't know if it was 5 minutes, 3 hours, whatever. I heard a bustling about inside. Now, I knew there were going to be other people coming in, so I didn't go into that fight or flight mode.
Right.
My defenses were already down.
Because even in your sleep, you're a fine-tuned machine.
I'm triggering alarms, whatever.
Your brain is still processing things at an unbelievable level.
And again, I'm in that mode of, I don't know what's going on. And someone pulls back the sunshade, and there is a woman there. Now, I didn't know if this was a hallucination.
Right.
Maybe this was my fairy godmother coming to speak to me.
Was it a dream? Were you still asleep?
Now, if it was my fairy godmother, I was kind of like, my fairy godmother kind of stinks of Fireball whiskey and smoke.
Wait, that was my fairy godmother. Yeah, like, sorry about that.
Kelly's in the top bunk. The top bunk. But this person just goes, hey, I just want to tell you to say your prayers.
Oh, God.
Now, at that point in time, I thought, all right, this is the Grim Reaper. It's time to come and get me. So I reach out and mushed her face to, A, see if my hand would go through her like a ghost. Or if it wasn't a ghost, you got to get the hell up out of here. And sure enough, ew, you're mean. I'm like, who are you? What is going on? And I peeked my head out of my little cabana there. There's no one else in there.
Some woman just wandered in.
She's like, I was using the restroom. I was like, this isn't and it. move along, sweet Sally. And that is the only downside of having sharing a camper with other people, because I couldn't lock it.
Right.
You know, if it was just me in there, I'd have locked that bad boy down.
Yeah.
But no. And she was like, you're mean. And she starts like, you know.
Well, thanks, Wood. You just lost us a listener. Appreciate it.
Trust me. I don't care. We were going to lose her anyway on her first parole violation. She was going back in. It could have been on that B&E right then and there. The next morning, I asked around. I'm like, hey, what was that about? No one knows.
Dude, maybe it was a ghost.
No, because I mushed her face. Trust me, she was real.
Yeah. You felt the face.
But asking around, no one knew.
Did it feel like sandpaper?
No. Felt like bad decisions. But either way, I shut it down. I protected it. And also, I got no thank yous from anyone else sleeping. I don't even know if they were in there at the time.
Yeah.
But I fought off our first burglar. You're welcome.
The rest are on them.
I didn't even get out of bed, and I handled this situation. But either way, fine.
I wish you would have woke up the next day, and she was like sleeping in the little dinette area there.
Like,
I made myself a sandwich.
Yeah, my fairy godmother just won't leave. Sleep deprivation, man, it'll do it to you every time.
I remember when I moved to Texas and I drove from Minnesota to Texas all by myself. And, you know, this is before GPS even. Mm-hmm. So I got my MapQuest pages and everything else ready to go. And I remember I was probably up, same thing, I was probably up for 22 straight hours, 23 hours. And I thought that I saw cars jumping over the median. And I was like, okay, I need to get out from behind the wheel here.
Yeah.
Now I'm dangerous to everybody.
It's not good, man.
And I remember I pulled over, and I bet you within 4 seconds of pulling over and leaning my seat back, I was out.
Yeah. And I have no idea how people, like, that is, honest to God, like, that is a, I don't know if the right word for it is anymore in the military and stuff like that, interrogation.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know if torture is the right word, but sleep deprivation is one of the things that they use to get people talking.
Do you know why alcoholics hallucinate so much? Have I told you this before?
No. Are we about to get our second maybe it's just me in the morning?
Because when you are drunk and you go to sleep, you're not actually getting REM sleep. So your body never gets that restorative REM sleep. So your body, being such a miracle creation, says, all right, well, if I can't get it when you're sleeping, I'm just going to take it while you're awake. So essentially, you're having a dream while you're awake.
Ooh.
And that's why people hallucinate who are trying to get off alcohol and everything else, because their body is like, hey, we need rest.
Mm.
Pretty amazing, I think.
Well, after I mushed my fairy godmother out of there, I slept like a rock. So that was nice.
I wonder if she remembers it, you know?
Probably.
She's probably driving to work like, oh, that's right.
I hate that guy.
He's so mean.
I just wanted to tell him to say his prayers, and he mushed my face.
Right. Wellwood, should we do some history?
Come on now.
I feel like that's one of those things that only happens to you.
It seems like it. I don't know if I am a magnet for these sort of things.
I think so.
Or if most people just went like, oh, no, wrong, and pushed it back. When I take it, I go into self-defense mode.
Maybe the good Lord knows you can take it, so he sends that stuff your way.
Could be that, too.
He knows I would freak out. Yeah. I've been running down the street. Help!
Yeah, I took care of her, the little old lady. I'm telling you, I was dropping bodies left and right.
Yeah, man. All right, Wood. Well, it was on this day back in 1910.
Daddy's
First Father's Day was celebrated on this day back in 1910.
Okay.
I couldn't really think of a clip for Father's Day, so that's what I came up with.
I mean, I think that's it. Shout out to all the fathers who got to celebrate it yesterday. And, you know, would you rather it be on a Saturday or a Sunday?
I don't really care.
Because I saw a lot of people on Facebook like, I wish it was on Saturday because then you could party. Well, right. You still can't party on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, you can.
That's all I'm saying. Aren't you in charge of your home? Take care of business.
But when you have to, you don't know this because you don't drink, but mm-hmm. when you have to get up for work the next day, it's not really fun to have drinks the day before.
Okay.
It's only fun to have drinks when you don't have to get up the next day.
Well, I apologize.
So, but I did some ribs yesterday. I was so, like we said, I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like I threw on some ribs and went back to sleep. Ribs turned out good, though.
Good for you.
It was on this day back in 1934.
Oh, yeah. I know all about the FCC.
The FCC was created on this day.
Mm.
It was originally supposed to regulate, like, telephone lines, telegraph lines, and radio, because TV didn't really exist in 1934.
And radio was really unregulated. I mean, it was right. People were just, you know, putting up frequencies and knocking each other right. off and things like that. So,
because it wasn't even originally because of, like, the content. It was because correct. You could just, all right, I now own this frequency, so they had to get their hands around it.
And honestly, it really wasn't even about the content until Janet Jackson's boob.
Yeah.
Which really ratcheted them up. I mean, they did some stuff before.
Like Howard Stern was always a big one.
Right, you know? But you really had to mess in the kitty litter box to get their attention before Janet Jackson. Then after Janet Jackson, they really clamped down on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of gotten it back. Not that that we do anything dirty, but
can I say something? Trust tree?
Sure.
I'm glad that they did because I was sick of every morning show trying to be dirty. Like every single morning show thought they had to be Howard Stern.
Well, because Howard Stern was so successful.
Right. Yeah. And it's just like you can't be dirty for the sake of being dirty. Like you have to be funny.
Yeah.
Like Howard Stern is dirty, but yet he's funny. Yeah. Like, some people just tell, like, dirty stuff. It's like, that's not entertaining in any way.
Not anymore. Howard Stern is such an angry dude now.
I know. He's old, dude. It's like,
come on.
To a certain age, you just get cranky. It's going to happen to all of us.
No, because you run into happy-go-lucky old people, too.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I bet you Howard Stern was never a happy guy.
Maybe.
Probably. He's just one of those dudes who could have the best life in the world and is miserable with it.
Got plenty to be happy about.
He certainly does. This is a sad one, but on this day in 2013.
Nowadays, everybody's got to go to shrinks and counselors and go on Sally, Jesse, Raphael and talk about their problems. Whatever happened to Gary Cooper, the strong, silent type? That was an American. He wasn't in touch with his feelings. He just did what he had to do.
We lost James Gandolfini on this day back in 2013.
And you want to talk about a person who became that role.
Yeah.
I mean, and there were a bunch of other people who went out for that role mm-hmm. and things like that. And just, I think it was Paulie Walnuts actually auditioned to be Tony Soprano.
Really?
And even he said, no, that Tony was Tony.
Well, and the funny thing is, whenever you see James Gandolfini in anything else, it's hard to separate him from Tony Soprano.
He became that character so well. And for my money, I believe that was the best actor and best role, like marriage ever. And even if you watch that stuff, he was like sweating all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like even watching that, you just thought to yourself, man, I hope he's... Yeah. I hope he's okay health-wise.
He said that he didn't... The reason why he said he didn't necessarily like being Tony Soprano is because everyone expected him to be like that in real life. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm such a nice guy in real life. I'm nothing like Tony Soprano.
And I think he did something to his shoe to make him be like uncomfortable all the time because he had to be like a cranky guy at times and he wasn't. And he put like a rock in his shoe. So he's always like, it just irritated him so. And he kind of put that into his acting. Tony Soprano, I thought, was one of the best characters of all time.
Every few years, I go through the whole series again.
You can't. You have to.
Oh, I love that show. Let's do a couple birthdays real quick, my friend. Celebrating a birthday today.
Yeah, the boys around here.
Blake Shelton celebrating a birthday today.
Now, of course, we've heard last week that Gwen Stefani's hired a personal trainer.
Yeah, got him on a diet, won't let him eat what he wants.
Think about that. You're incredibly successful.
Right.
You're incredibly rich. You were, at one point in time, people's sexiest man of the year.
Yep.
You know he's still in the garage, sneaking a beer and a bacon cheeseburger.
Just like us.
Here's footsteps. Oh, God. Gwen! Gwen!
Trying to cover up the smell of bacon on his breath.
Here goes, kid, don't tell your mom, I swear to God. And there's Blake Shelton.
It's funny, whenever I like drive around the neighborhood and I see like some dude smoking on the side of his garage or something like that, mm-hmm. like I can tell he's trying to hide it. I'm like, I feel your brother. I don't smoke, but I'm like, I get like sometimes when the woman calls the shots, man, you got to have your little sanctuary.
Get control of that house, gentlemen. He's got to be, though, 45?
You're a little bit low. He's 47 years old today.
Okay.
Also celebrating a birthday today.
Baby, I'm amazed the way you love me all the time.
I love this song.
Maybe I'm afraid of the way I love you.
Paul McCartney, of course, of the Beatles. This is one of his solo projects.
Sir Paul McCartney.
My bad.
Right? Now, if you get sirred up over there, right? Do you have to pay taxes and stuff?
I don't know. Do they pay taxes over there? How does that work?
Or do you just park wherever you want?
Probably.
There's got to be some power that comes with being knighted over there.
Isn't Elton John a sir also?
Yeah.
Or a knight or whatever the heck?
And there's a couple other musical people that have gotten it as well. So maybe they just hand them out like toilet paper.
It does. Yeah. It seems like an honorary degree or something like that.
I tell you what, though. If I ever caught it, you're damn right. You better have some respect on my name every time you meet me. That's sir, what, please? He's up there. He's got to be 78.
He's actually old. He's 81.
Really?
He doesn't look it at all.
Well, that's easy living, man.
Yeah.
Rock and roll lifestyle.
And of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you. Today's my mom's birthday. So
happy birthday, Miss Mama Jordan.
And today's the 7th anniversary of my dad passing away. So there's that.
Thanks a lot, man.
Well, I'm just saying, I always thought it was crazy that my dad passed away on Father's Day and my mom's birthday. Like, he was like, all right, what is a day I can go out?
He giveth and taketh
that's
away
right.
on his way in and out.
That's right.
That's a terrible gift you got me, Dad. Thanks.
Yeah, well, you know, he was never one for the lovey-dovey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, of course, if it's your birthday today, we want to wish you a happy birthday as well.